Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Virginia General Assembly passed several new gun laws this year. As David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project explains, one has just been used for the first time.
Yeah, this story is by the Fort Hunt Herald, and it's apparently the first time a new law called the Virginia Emergency Risk Order has been put into effect.
David, explain, please, what the law does and the circumstances of its first application.
If law enforcement has cause to believe that someone who owns firearms could be in danger to themselves or others, they can get a court order to seize the firearms. This law is really intended as a protective measure. When someone's perhaps having mental health issues, his friends or neighbors and family might identify that. In this case, there was an unfortunate situation where a 32-year-old man who was a member of a church in Chantilly stabbed two people during a service.
It's not clear what the motivation for these stabbings was. The man is a gun owner, though, and police, under the new law, have taken possession of those guns. And David, even though this law is being applied in Virginia, it's still not a settled issue.
In fact, the law is now being challenged in court, saying it's an unconstitutional infringement upon gun owners' rights. What makes this law difficult, of course, is knowing who might be at threat and who determines that. But while that case is being litigated, police in Fairfax County have put the law in effect to safeguard the guns of this gentleman who was arrested under aggravated assault charges.
The suspect is a member of the church. Police say there's no evidence it was a hate crime or was related to a domestic dispute. Interest rates are low for obvious reasons right now, and one of the effects of that is that local governments incur less debt when they borrow money.
This story is by Jim McConnell, a reporter with the Chesterfield Observer. The county of Chesterfield made history with a recent bond sale. They got interest rates as low as 1.4%, and that is going to save, they believe, the county about $19 million in debt service. The $59 million in bonds they sold was part of a $300 million bond package approved by voters back in 2013 when interest rates were considerably higher. And now, thanks to falling interest rates in general, and in particular Chesterfield County's AAA bond rating, which you hear about, but in this case, the county officials saying it's having a very tangible benefit that it will save $19 million and maybe, in fact, allow them to squeeze in a few more school projects along the way. This is a difficult time for the bond markets, for municipal bonds. There's a lot of uncertainty now with COVID about the financial strength of many localities. It's been a huge stress, both in expenses and with businesses shut down, curtailing taxes.
County officials say more bond sales may be coming. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.